The aerial conflict between Israel and Hamas, rocket fire and missile attacks, is now becoming a ground conflict. Israel has sent troops into the Gaza Strip. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner explained the move to the BBC.
We've appealed to Hamas, please let's de-escalate the situation and not take this path of violence, but instead they've chosen this path and left us basically with no real alternative.
Israel's introduction of ground forces comes 10 days into the latest fighting. It also follows a brief ceasefire earlier today that came at the request of the United Nations. We're going to hear two accounts from Gaza City, beginning with NPR's Emily Harris, who joins us now. Emily, describe what's been going on in Gaza.
Well, it's been a very loud night here in Gaza. Israel's ground invasion started a few hours after dark with heavy bombardments. Right now, the invasion seems to be concentrated in the north and east of the Gaza Strip. These, as you'll remember, are the only two land borders with Israel. Egypt is to the south, and then Israel does control the sea, of course, the Mediterranean off Gaza's coast. But it appears from Israeli military statements they are sending in troops on both sides that they can cross by land. We have talked to people in the north of Gaza where they are hearing heavy shelling, much more intensive explosions than they've heard in the past 10 days. People who are in high towers in Gaza City say they can see bright explosions toward the north and eastern borders. And in the east, one man told us the electricity was off in his house, but Israeli flares and attacks were making the sky as bright as day. He and his family were huddled on the first floor of a three-story building along with their neighbors waiting the night out.
Emily, we just heard that clip from the Israeli military spokesman saying that Israel had no choice. But what more have the Israelis said about what they are trying to accomplish here?
The Israeli government has put out a statement by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and it first of all focused on tunnels. Just this morning, the Israeli military said it spotted a dozen people who the military said were Hamas operatives near a tunnel going into Israel in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. These tunnels are both a real threat, and they're also a psychological threat to Israel, and this seems to be one focus of the operation. Other militant infrastructure is expected to also be targeted, collections of weapons, rocket launchers, and that no choice message that Peter Lerner, the Israeli military spokesperson, said at the top here, I think that mostly refers to rocket fire. The Israeli military says more than 1,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel over the past 10 days, and Netanyahu's statement focused as well on bringing quiet, meaning no rocket fire, to Israel.
Emily, what so far has been the response from Hamas?
Hamas has put a statement out shortly after the first Israeli troops crossed into Gaza. The statement called this invasion dangerous, a dangerous step, and said that Israel had not calculated the consequences of this, saying that Israel will pay a high price and that Hamas is ready for a confrontation. What Hamas has been aiming for in its statements in the past few days is a ceasefire deal that would bring some kind of normal life in Gaza. Hamas wants prisoners released from Israeli jails and guaranteed access for Palestinians to holy Muslim sites in Jerusalem. And people here say that the, you know, Israel talks about the 1,000 rockets that have been fired on Israel. Israel has attacked about twice as many targets here in the Gaza Strip. And many people, even who are unsympathetic to Hamas, say the military power is unequal and they believe in what Hamas is trying to do, even if they disagree with some of the more conservative Islamist points of view of Hamas.
Finally, Emily, what's known about the size of this ground operation?
Israel has said they're involving many branches of the military and calling up reservists. A spokeswoman for the Israeli military said there's no time frame to this operation. It's possible if they're just focused on infrastructure, that will limit the time. It may also limit the areas that the Israeli military goes to, but there's no published schedule for this ground invasion.
That's NPR's Emily Harris in Gaza. Emily, thank you.
Thank you, Adi.